ABC Radio Australia.
Now, it seems the decision by former Prime Minister Tuila Epasa'ilelemalielenga'oi to step down after more than a quarter of a century at the helm of the Samoan Rugby Union caught everyone by surprise. Chief Executive Silmanu Douglas Ngau Chun has told Pacific Beat he certainly didn't see it coming, although he has revealed that Tuila Epa had put a succession plan in place well before Prime Minister Lauli Leautia Schmidt called for his resignation. And contrary to the popular view, the CEO says Tuila Epa's sudden departure will have no impact on the Vaimoana partnership with Rugby Australia and the release of $150 million in funding. Silmanu says no final figures have been agreed upon or how any money from the Australian government would be distributed. And right now, Lakapi Samoa is getting on with the job of choosing a new chairman after Tuila Epa's sudden departure.
He had a press conference which he clearly states that he won't step down because basically there's no concrete evidence of all the backlash that we're facing at the moment. But we were surprised that he convened a special board meeting and decided to exit early from his role because basically he's at the final year of his position as chairman according to our new constitution. But for him to exercise the exit clause early, it's a huge move by our outgoing chairman. And we've now come to the end of 26 years of him serving as chairman of Lakapi Samoa, probably the longest serving chairman of any rugby organisation thus far.
Did Tuila Epa offer any explanation as to why he changed his mind so quickly? As you say, one day he was determined to stay, the next day he was gone.
In the last 2 years, Tuila Epa hasn't been attending most of the conferences or workshops or meetings overseas. He already had a transition plan in place. So he basically allowed board members to travel on behalf of himself and also our president to several engagements overseas as part of his transition plan. So whoever's going to be the chairman, at least they familiarize themselves with the expectations of the role. So he had it planned in mind. He just activated early.
Many people, though, will look at the comments that have been made over the last few weeks, and particularly from the Prime Minister, what he's saying about what he wants to happen at Lakapi Samoa, and people will reach the conclusion that the former Prime Minister had no option but to stand down. But you're saying he basically had a process here and he just brought it forward.
Yeah, and it's his prerogative and he's entitled to do so.
So it wasn't a case of he jumped before he was pushed. You're saying that this was entirely his decision, not under pressure from anybody else?
Not under pressure from anyone, yeah.
Nevertheless, this is a radical shift for Lakapi Samoa, isn't it? Because he's been there for so long, he's seen off a lot of CEOs and a lot of coaches in his time. What will be the impact on the union?
This opens up the union to have someone new, someone with fresh ideas to come and lead us. Tuila Epa, he has a legacy that he left with us, and his shoes to be filled. It will be a tough assignment for who's the next chairman. But, it's exciting times as CEO of the organization to look forward to who's the next chairman. And we'll see what's his vision and what's his drive. And my job is to make sure I implement strategies to make sure the chairman's vision is achieved.
Is it your view that as a result of Tuila Epa standing down, that the pressure that was being exerted on the union is off now, or at least reduced? Or do you still feel that there's going to be more to come here? Because the Prime Minister has said that he didn't want any political involvement in the union. So that didn't just mean Tuila Epa, did it? There are other politicians involved serving on the board.
Well, I can't comment on that issue at the moment because we're currently in dialogues with the Prime Minister himself. We're hosting meetings with him later on in the week just to see where he stands and how we can be able to strengthen our relationship with government. Our government has been a major stakeholder of this union, and we always prefer to have positive working relationship with them. So we're looking forward to further dialogues with the Honourable Prime Minister and realising what's next for us.
And what about the $150 million on offer, $50 million for yourselves, $50 million for Fiji, $50 million for Tonga through Rugby Australia and the Pacific Oz Sports setup? The suggestion was that as long as Tuilepa remained chairman, that money was being held up. But I'm now being told that's not the case.
Well, the Australian government has already cleared the air with that they want a proposal. And I think the misconception there of us receiving $50 million, it's way over the line. And if you go through the Waimoana proposal, you will see that there's no allocation of such. And the proposal is still at the early stages. We haven't submitted to the Australian Parliament for its review and also the Australian government. And so at the moment, we're just hoping that it will get endorsed and then we'll activate the process and see if it's successful. Yeah, that's key information that people should be aware of. Waimoana proposal hasn't been approved by the Australian government. They haven't even been discussed. So the final figure of whatever amount Australia is going to support, it's up to the Australian government.
And that there is Siamanu Douglas Nelchun, Chief Executive of Lakapi Samoa, on the line from Apia, and he was talking to Richard Hewitt.